a device like the Rejoice is useful for people because it can be installed in their own home very simply, and people can use it in the comfort of their own home without having to travel, and the tele-rehabilitation enables the therapist to still keep in touch with them to monitor their progress and to deal with any difficulties they might be having. And that, I think, is a very important way of continuing to enable people to keep on improving, but not tying them to the hospital's, apron strings. It's allowing them to get on with their own lives. The electrical stimulation enables stimulation of the muscles, which also drives activity at the level of the spinal cord. The Rejoice comes from the other end because it enables the person to actually do meaningful tasks and to be motivated to do them, because playing computer games is quite motivating for the population of spinal patients that are the majority, which are young people. What we hope to do is to drive whatever possible recovery there might be following the spinal cord injury. And this is particularly the case if someone has had an incomplete injury, where the potential for recovery in terms of, maximising function and enabling plasticity to occur can be shown. They need to be able to do it in an engaging way so that they're motivated to continue the practice, because unless you practice, then you won't actually get the level of recovery that you might want. The end of formal rehabilitation doesn't necessarily mean the end of people's potential for recovery. And particularly with something like hand function, What's important, I think, is to enable more of that rehabilitation program to continue after people go home. And of course, it's very impractical to have people continue to come back to the rehabilitation centre because they need to be able to get on with their own lives.
One of the real benefits of this program is that a large proportion of the clients of the Victorian Spinal Cord Service and Austin Health are from regional areas of Victoria and also some southern parts of New South Wales, and we also service clients of Tasmania as well. So it means that staff of Austin Health are able to link in with clients in those remote areas.
I'm really amazed at the way it works, how it opens and closes my hand. It allows me to grip the gripper and use the Rejoice as exactly the same way as I would in everyday life, with opening the door handle, the peg, turning like a jar top. Things like that. Since I've been using the glove and the Rejoice joystick and being part of this program, I've found that in everyday tasks without the glove on, I'm using my right hand a lot more than what I used to before, and I find that I can pick things up with a firmer grip than what I used to. Beth, if you could help me put the glove on. Yeah. Just like that, yep. Okay, good, thanks. And now I just turn it on. And then I activate the stimulator. And by me clicking my teeth one time triggers the hand open, like so, and then again triggers the hand close, like that, and then once again in the neutral position, like that.
Hi Gab, how are you going today?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. How's the glass working today?
Yeah, it's working really good, really good. Let's start off with the, for a warm-up, stack attack.
Managing to get those pegs today.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Any preference on what game we start with today? All right, we'll start with Wido and see how you go with that pinch. All right, we'll start with Stack Attack. It's a good one to warm you up because it allows you to practice a number of those different grasps. So I'll just set the difficulty level.